Welcome to On This Day with Trey, your daily history podcast that brings you something cool, neat, or interesting that happened on this very day in history. It's pretty exciting. I'm excited. You should be excited. I'll wait for you to be excited with me. Anyways, I'm Trey Torn, and we're going to talk about what happened today, August 20th. On this day, in 1923, the first American dirigible, the Shenandoah, the USS Shenandoah, to be clear, was launched in Lakehurst, New Jersey. It would make its maiden voyage a couple weeks later. But the Shenandoah was the first rigid airship to be lifted by helium. It was based off of a Zeppelin design. But it was 680 feet long, and it had a 300-horsepower, 8-cylinder Packard gasoline engines to propel it. It was pretty amazing. It only lasted a few years before it would go down in a windstorm over Ohio several years later. But let's not talk about that. That's depressing. It's, you know, big airship. They're fun. Rigid airship. Just remember, not all rigid airships are Zeppelins. That's a brand. It's a manufacturer. It's like a Kleenex tissue thing here going.